What's up, everybody? It's Heat Override, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you and Dr. Roto this week. Ooh, yeah. Man, it's been a minute, but guess what? I hope that all of you have been getting to Dr. Roto, have been looking at all of the baseball content, basketball content, the hockey content. I mean, I just placed third place in my basketball league. So, hey, that's cool. I had an up and down year, I had some injuries happen, but my number one defending champion, man, they are in it in hockey right now. So, I mean, I just started it to two. It's the rest of the year final, whatever it is. It's more than a week. So I'm going to just go call it a 2 week matchup. Right. And so it's me and my buddy who always seems to beat me in these games, but I am the defending champion. And I did that. And after I made this team, I went and I got the approval from Mark and Kick, and this team got to exactly where they should have. I had injuries go down too, man. I lost key players. And that's what, you know, I want to get to at the end of this podcast, because this is more about this is a baseball podcast, right? Because we're gonna be talking, but man, I lost Stone for the Knights. That was huge for me. But when you got Connor McDavid and players like that to follow it up, oh yeah, you get through it. Yeah. You're strong. Let's bring the pain. Woo! Well, if you didn't check out my Heatastic article last week, then you've been missing out. Since the MLB started, I do the betting article on Dr. Roto. Now, of course, the way people are on Twitter and all over the world, like if your bets miss 1 week, they literally rip your head off. Well, that is scary to get into, but I prove that I am not scared to give all of you content. All over you Heat Overrides and over your pain bringers. Yeah. But let's start it out. Spencer Strider. It just seems like, okay, so the three losses I had this year have been the pitchers. And they've all come off some wonky stuff. Like they just give up a couple runs in the first inning. Strider got blown up a little bit in this one. I mean, he gave up five. And I only wanted to play the seven, because I thought seven combined with any other parlays would be good. You know, it gave out a negative 340, which wasn't bad, because Strider can usually hit that. And he did have four. But now we'll talk about what happened with him and Shane Bieber at the end of the podcast. But, you know, so we roll over to Shohei Ohtani. Now, these are the Friday bets, the Friday article that I did. So, of course, I took a loss. I did 3-2 week one. So here I am week two. So I got Ohtani. He had a negative 260. And now this is FanDuel numbers, right? So bam, I had to jump on that. Where Randy Arozarena, who literally, he got his hit at the end of the game. Man, I was like, woo! But, you know, that's what you do when you're betting, right? So that was a negative 420. And then I had Gunnar Henderson, and he had a negative 300. And I had Acuna Jr., and he was a negative 320. So all of those are pretty good, borderline, maybe a little too easy, maybe not a little too easy. But right around that line, if you parlay a few of those up, that you get it. So that put me at 4-1 for the week. So that was really cool. Because so with the Heatastic's bet of the day on Friday article, I'm trying to give out five. I was trying to wonder how much was too many or too little. So I went with five because I figure five gives you a good gauge. You know, that gives you a chance to go 100%. It gives you a chance to go 20%. You know, so it kind of gives that nice little number. And if you get three right, you get a 60%. You're 3-2 for the week, right? So that's what we're looking at. That brings me to the year. I am 7-3 for the year. 7-0 on my hitters, 0-3 on my pitchers. And it just, I can't, you know, just it just happens. Like, hey, I came up one strikeout short, because these are the alt lines I play with the pitchers too. So that way, it ain't no 5.5. They get seven strikeouts and you cash until they say, hey, I don't know why this guy keeps talking about this. We need to end the alt lines, right? But don't end the alt lines, FanDuel, DraftKings, or any other sports book. We love the alt lines. Sometimes we just want to be a little safe. We'll give up the money. But I will say I caught you guys giving out better lines on your alt line, where that's where like someone's savvy. Oh, yeah.
Macho Man said, looking around the cream of the crop, rise to the top. Yeah.
And we find, though, sometimes the alt line has a better line. So if you actually dig in and you win that money, then it works. And because you don't have to worry about that extra strikeout, a little bit of knowledge for you, then you don't have to worry about it. But I came up 2 strikeouts short with one guy, one with another guy, and then Strider came up 3. That's okay. You know, that's what I want to give. I want to give you the best content that you can get anywhere. And you can find that at Dr. Roto. You know, Lou's been doing his bets for RT Sports every single day, practically, that I've seen. And then he's doing a lot of the articles, the cheat sheets, because they, you know, simplified everything and everything's been working. And I've been going off of those. You know, I look at the sheets too, make sure I'm in line, and then I see where I go. But man, believe me, I'm always going some other direction. People go that way. Whoop, I go that way. It's what happens. So I wanted to talk about that. You know, the betting article is getting up. So look forward to that again on Friday. I've been getting them out really early because I've been able to attack those early games where it's been able to get us some good lines where the books aren't really catching up. Probably still sleeping because they're up 24 hours a day. So that's kind of the big idea. So now that's done, I want to just give a little bit about what happened to Shane Bieber and Spencer Strider. We got some UCL joint tears. It's already been set in stone that Bieber is going in for Tommy John surgery. That sucks. He's literally their best pitcher. And he's been their best pitcher every year because I've practically been able to get him as a backup pitcher because everybody else goes for the big names. So, you know, that really hurts a lot of seasonal fantasy teams. Best ball. I mean, this dude was going to put out a great season again, and he's gone. Now, that doesn't even mean anything. The whole Spencer Strider thing is still in the air. They still have it for, well, at least the last. I was at work all day and I was at karate all day. So, you know, and then looking at eclipses all day yesterday. I don't know the latest news. I ain't no doctor. Let's put it that way. Sorry about that slang I used on that, but I'm not. And it's starting to look like Strider might have to have the Tommy John surgery too. Let's hope not. Like, you know, if he needs a month off, 2 months off, I would take that. Atlanta's going to need him. So especially if they want to, you know, win the World Series or try, you know, get there, he's got to. And if they don't, they're going to have to make a big trade before the deadline because this team is good. But at the same time, yeah, you literally lost what a lot of people, a lot of experts, a lot of fans believe is the best pitcher in baseball right now. So when you lose somebody like that, you just don't replace him. You can't replace him with the second or third or fourth best. Yeah, those guys are good. But this guy was entering like a lights out area. Like he was like Clayton Kershaw and Chris Sale. Like, you know, Chris Sale just come out. And before you knew it, this dude had like 15 strikeouts. And you're like, what the heck? Every single time, you know, oh, he's going to get hurt. He's 15 strikeouts, 20 strikeouts. Then he gets hurt. So it just was one of those things that was just like, all right, well, why are these injuries happening? So the little research that I did a little bit, plus hearing it and just hearing people talk, you know, there's been a lot of same injuries happen. And the Achilles seem to be very popular in the NFL these days, which really sucks. But the UC joint. So what is doing it? Is it the velocity and power that these pitchers are pitching at? The different angles? Are they just trying to do it and that power is ripping through there? Look, I'm no expert on any of the pitching mechanics. And maybe I need to actually have a couple of the guys that go to our dojo. Because there was, you know, one of them's a pitcher and, you know, pitched for a local college. So I bet he could really, really, really get into that with me. But for me and from seeing the stand, you know, seeing the high strikeouts, you know, seeing curveballs and all these different things that the pitchers are doing, they're mostly working on them in offseason. Now, I could be completely wrong, but I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to say it with my chest, right? That these pitchers sometimes aren't giving their bodies enough time to work into that new pitch, right? So I do martial arts and I compete as a point fighter. And that means I have to make sure that I train like an athlete. I am an athlete. I've always been athletic all my life. And at the same time, multiple sports, at the same time, doing karate is the same thing. But if you think that I could just go, hey, I got 5 months off. I'm going to go down here and I'm going to work on a slider. You think I'm going to come back and that I'm going to be able to whip that slider out without getting hurt? You're wrong. And I understand that a lot of these, you know, old young men are way younger than me. And I know that me, you know, choosing to walk the life of karate at 41, also, it was a lot later in life. But the things that I'm able to do, that and some of the fighters that I'm able to hang with, it shows. Even in my last one, I was the only underbelt in that entire division. They were all brown belts about to be promoted to black, some of them. And that means that I, you know, I upped my competition. I dominated my division for 2 years. I left that division. Now I want to dominate another division. And when you're a pitcher and you want to dominate, the first thing you do is you have a competitive edge in your body. You want to be the best. If you're not trying to do the best at anything, bring the pain. If you're not trying to bring the pain to everything you do in life, then I don't know what you're doing. You have to be able to do that. And so these pitchers are going at that with the same attitude, but they're not giving their arms enough time. In my opinion, look, I had an injury in my second year and I had to fight back, and that led to, you know, I got to my first tournament. When I got to my first tournament, it didn't matter that I got hurt in February and that my first tournament was in December. I couldn't throw all the kicks, even though I practiced and probably threw 10,000 kicks because I was cleared late August. It didn't matter. What mattered was I had to work on it. I had to work on my different steps. I had to work on being off balance for that half year because I could only work one side of my body or work my hands while I was in rehab. So when you look at all that intangibles, now I am 45 and I'm turning 46 and I can throw a sidekick better than I ever been able to. I couldn't even do it in that first year or so, and especially that second year with my injury. So when you're looking at that, it takes time to build back from these things. It takes time to work on a kick. When I'm working on a new kick, anybody in a point fighter, MMA, any kind of contact sport that involves fighting another man or woman, in boxing, something, anything like that, when you get into that, you have to make sure that you are in the best shape when you go to do a new move. I'm not, you're never going to see me right now do some flying roundhouse kick, jump off the ground. I'm not doing that. I'm not working on that. What I'm working on is my side kicks, my roundhouses, my hook kicks, bringing in combinations with both of them, and then being able to work on the one thing I have been doing is a jumping axe kick. And with that jumping axe kick, I can't do that with my left leg, but I can do it with my right leg. And it just shows that after the hard work that I've been doing for the last 7 months, not an off season, I can almost start doing it with my left leg now. And that is what the point I'm trying to make. When these coaches, when the players and the fans and everybody want to see these guys go, sometimes you need more than one season off to work on pitches. Maybe sometimes you need to give that arm a little bit of rest. That's what I do. I take those times off. I give my body rest. I choose my fights. And when I choose them, I make sure that I go into that fight 100%. Because just like any pitcher, just like anybody, we all want to win. So I wish luck. I wish Shane Bieber a healthy recovery. And I hope for the best of luck for Spencer Strider. Look, man, I hope you can come back this year. But if you can't, you take that time off. You rehab. You come back stronger. And whatever you work on, you work on, and you be consistent. That's the thing about working on things. Muscle memory. Once you do it enough, your body won't break when you do it. It'll be second nature. And that's what's happening with these pitchers. Oh, yeah. That's what Heat Override says. Get the Dr. Roto. Use code word DOC. Get the DFS. Get the seasonal articles. Get into the subs only Discord. You will have so much fun talking with us, winning money with us, and seeing all the crazy little things they do. Man, Danger has this thing that's been going on all season for the PGA. He did like a whole seasonal PGA thing. Everybody picks their teams. I don't even understand it because I am not a golf expert. I got football, and we got a draft here in about 15 days. Ooh, yeah. Have a great day, everybody. And may the bets be with you. Get at that heatastic bets of the day. I'll see you Friday and look forward to my Tuesdays and the heatastic review. Oh, yeah. Have a great one, everybody. Woo!